Please give it up for Russ Belville.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, Seattle Hemp Fest Sealy Stage. Thanks for having me back. It's my 12th time at Seattle Hemp Fest, 10th year speaking here, and I can't believe what progress we've made in that time. Just think, 10 years ago, there was only 8 medical marijuana states. There's 25 now. And part of the reason for that is because of festivals just like this and people just like you who disobey the government when they make an unjust law. Who are you to tell me what I do with my own body and the seeds and the plants that come from this earth? Who's got that right? Nobody. We have that right ourselves. And as time goes on, we're continuing to legalize. This year could be a turning point in legalization, not just in the United States of America, but throughout the entire world. The entire world is watching us. We got 5 states with legalization on the ballot: California, Arizona, Nevada, Massachusetts, and Maine. But the polls only look really good in California and Maine. Massachusetts and Arizona's looking tough right now. Nevada's 50-50. But we're going to get at least 2 of them, maybe 3 of them. Who knows? If things go our way, we can get all 5. We got another 4 states that are voting on medical marijuana: Florida, Arkansas. Arkansas has 2 medical marijuanas on the ballot. They got 2 different ones to pick from. I don't like this one, I'll pick this one. They've got medical marijuana on the ballot in North Dakota. North Dakota. I'm the news director for CannabisRadio.com. And we're going to be doing a live election night coverage on CannabisRadio.com. It'll be on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, all of that stuff. So it's my job to find correspondents from all the states. North Dakota? I don't know anybody in North Dakota who smokes weed. I don't know anybody in North Dakota. If you know someone, please let me know. North Dakota down there? Right on. North Dakota over there? Send them my way. I'm Radical Russ online. Just Radical Russ Gmail, Radical Russ Facebook. Get a hold of me. But it's amazing this progress we're making because the whole rest of the world is watching, and I want to encourage you to expand your horizons when you think about cannabis as not just the fight for, hey, we get to smoke weed, but it's really a fight about freedom. It just happens to be weed is the subject, but it's really, do we have freedom over our own minds and our own bodies and our own lives? There's a lot of places in this world that don't have that freedom, and they're counting on us. You know, we've got it pretty good in the Pacific Northwest. I'm from Portland, Oregon. But I went last week to Boise, Idaho for the Boise Hemp Fest, and they don't have it so good in Boise. They still have a misdemeanor crime on the books for merely being high in public. Like, no weed on you. Just being high in public is a misdemeanor with a 3-month sentence. That's pretty harsh, man. That's pretty harsh. There are countries. Idaho is surrounded. There's only like 7 states left that have absolute prohibition, and they need us to continue making it look good, right? They're not going to get legalization in Texas until it happens in California. They're not going to get it in Georgia until it happens in Texas. It's got to happen place by place by place, and every place then sets the example for the next place. So we've got to be careful as cannabis consumers to not make legalization look bad, and so far we haven't. 25 years at Seattle Hemp Fest. We don't get fights, we don't get riots, we don't get problems. Trust me, man, I've covered a lot of beer fests and places where there's alcohol and there's fights and there's problems, and we never see that among our people. We are a good, kind community. And the world is depending on us. Let me expand your mind again, a little beyond the United States of America. They're just starting to get medical marijuana in Australia. The state of Victoria down there is starting their program. They're starting to get New South Wales down there, a couple of their states in Australia, it's happening. But then, a little bit closer, off to the side there in the Pacific Ocean, there's the Philippines. Do you know about the Philippines? What's going on there? This guy named Duterte ran for president of the Philippines, and he said, if I'm elected, we're going to declare war on drug users and drug abusers. And we're going to take them out and shoot them in the streets. And we're going to kill so many criminals, we will fill the Manila Bay with so many bodies, the fish will grow fat. And people were like, oh, this guy's wacky, he's crazy, but he'll never win. He'll never win. He's just a lunatic, but he'll never win. He's promising all this crazy shit, but he'll never win. The guy won. He's the president of the Philippines now. There are now over 1,000 deaths, literal deaths, where not just the cops have been given free rein to execute drug users and drug peddlers in the street. He's enabled vigilante gangs. He's said if you're going to if you kill a drug dealer in the streets and you're prosecuted, I will pardon you. If the world court comes after you for war crimes, I will fight that. This has caused 60,000 drug users and drug dealers in the Philippines to turn themselves into the authorities because they're like, hell, I'd rather go to jail than have someone kill me in the street. And there's these photos of these dead bodies in the street where they lay these cardboard placards next to their body. Dead dealer, good riddance in Spanish, but right, same thing, right? So the people of the Philippines, man, they don't get any help until we legalize in America, and then we export that to Canada, and we export that to Mexico, and Latin America, and South America, and take it across the Pacific Ocean, and start getting these countries like Malaysia, and Singapore, and the Philippines, where they kill you for using drugs. They kill you. So it's great that we get to smoke pot, and I'm glad this is the 25th Hemp Fest, and I'm so happy we've got all these states that are legalizing and passing medical marijuana, but never think our job is done. Never rest on your laurels. Never be happy that you get a smoke in the shade on a beautiful day and think that's the end of it, because it ain't. There's people all over this country, all over this planet that need us. Keep leading, keep fighting the good fight, presenting the best image you can. Tell everyone you know the truth about cannabis and the lies and the stigma and the stereotypes. I'm Radical Russ from Cannabis Radio. Thank you for listening.